Right, 707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. And a lot to talk about this hour. Plus, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106. 343-0106. Also, top news stories of the day. Three big things. We'll get into those in just a second. They're on the front page of our website, FMTalk1065.com. Start off the hour like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hours with coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. Dalton has the latest.
Yeah, and we start nationally as we do every morning. Sean, now in America, 4,275,000 total positive cases of coronavirus and over 140,000 that have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, 55,184 new cases added. Now, Mondays are normally underreported, but this is still the lowest number of cases added in one day since July 7th. That dropped the 7-day average for new cases to 65,896 per day, while the 7-day average for testing is at an all-time high of 816,000 per day. That's right around an 8.1% total positivity rate for the nation over the last 7 days. There were 428 deaths added yesterday. That's the lowest number since last Monday, but the most for a reported Monday this month. We're averaging 914 deaths per day over the last week. That's the highest that number's been since June the 3rd. Also, testing, I mentioned earlier, continues to increase. There have now been over 52 million total coronavirus tests nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, the latest numbers, 79,129 confirmed cases in the state, and 1,446 people have died due to the virus. There are also currently 1,599 people in the hospital with the virus. That's according to the Alabama Department of Public Health. Yesterday, the state added 1,178 new cases. That dropped the 7-day average to 1,631 cases per day. We're averaging just over 9,000 tests per day. So for Alabama, that's an 18% positivity rate over the last week. Quite a bit higher than the national average of 8.1%. 18 deaths reported for Alabama yesterday after 71 were reported over the weekend. As I kind of talked about earlier, deaths also usually underreported on Mondays, and this is the largest increase on a Monday since June 8th for the state, and the 7-day average at an all-time high for Alabama of 27 deaths per day. Also, 32,500 people have been presumed to recover from COVID-19. Mobile County added the most new cases in the state yesterday, 168 new cases with one new death. That brings the totals for Mobile to 7,361 cases with 176 deaths. Baldwin County added 62 new cases yesterday and zero new deaths. They've had 2,727 cases with 17 that have died due to the virus. Washington County has had 278 cases with 10 deaths. Clark County, 440 cases with 9 deaths. Monroe County, 362 cases with 3 that have died. Kanaka County, 340 cases with 9 deaths. Escambia County, 841 cases with 15 deaths. Choctaw County has had 263 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 385 cases with 9 that have died due to COVID-19. And for the first time in a long time, Jefferson County did not add the most new cases in the state. That honor went to Mobile County yesterday. Jefferson County had 162 new cases with 1 death. They still far and beyond lead the rest of the state with the number of cases and deaths. They've had 10,420 cases, more than 3,000 more than Mobile County, and 203 deaths in Jefferson County, just about 26 or 27 more than Mobile County. And Montgomery County, their numbers are starting to rise again after they dipped over the last week. Yesterday, Montgomery added 126 new cases with 1 new death. And that's a look around the state and the nation as far as coronavirus is concerned.
Thank you, Dalton. Also, if you'll check out three big things, top news stories of the day. Experimental COVID-19 vaccine is put to its biggest test. It's in phase 3. President was speaking from the plant there for Moderna yesterday. We'll talk more about that and also reference our online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. If available, would you get a vaccination for COVID-19? Right now, 79% of y'all say no. Also, we're doing this same poll over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. Plus, yesterday in a vote, the ABC, the Alabama Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, voted to shut down liquor sales, booze sales at 11 p.m. I guess, helped stem the tide of coronavirus. We'll give you more on that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, in Washington, the White House and the Democrats are at odds, imagine that, over funding here for what I was calling yesterday CARES Act 2, and it looks like that is going to be now called the HEALS Act. H-E-A-L-S is the acronym they're rolling out. We'll talk more about that. And in the fight against coronavirus, it always gets attention when big names or high-ranking folks get coronavirus, and the highest-ranking member of the president's team here has now tested positive for coronavirus. It's National Security Advisor. That news broke yesterday. Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
HSA Robert O'Brien speculates he caught COVID-19 either during a recent trip to France or via a family party. A statement from the White House says O'Brien has mild symptoms and is working from a remote location. It adds there is no risk of exposure to President Trump. Those who come in contact with the president regularly are tested daily. The president visiting a biopharmaceutical site in North Carolina, playing up its help with several other companies in developing potential vaccines against COVID-19. He would like to bring good news to the nation, weary of shutdowns and economic hardships.
We're mass producing all of the most promising vaccine candidates in advance so that on the day one that it's approved, it'll be available to the American people immediately.
The Biden campaign responds with hints the president might try to rush the vaccine process for political gain. It calls for scientists and public health experts to make the decisions with regard to safety and effectiveness and for supporting data to be made public. It was a week ago the president shifted his attitude and even acknowledged coronavirus affecting the United States would get worse before it gets better. But there's a bit of a shift into reverse, with the president talking up the promise of vaccines in North Carolina. As surges in COVID-19 cases have occurred in all states recently, he's anxious once again.
I really do believe a lot of the governors should be opening up states that they're not opening.
When touring the facility, Mr. Trump did wear a mask, only the second time he's been willing to have the media seeing him do so. Ironically, National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien was one of the first West Wing officials who would regularly appear at events with his mouth and nose covered, as the health experts had been urging months ago. Bob Costantini, Washington.
7:15 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on the way in sports. Dalton, what you got?
An update for Major League Baseball with the coronavirus situation. Multiple players on the Miami Marlins have tested positive, and also two counties in Alabama announced they are delaying their varsity sports fall seasons. I'll let you know who those counties were coming up in sports.
All right. Also coming up, we'll check in with Nicolette Schleisman from News 5 as a search for Brittany Wood has been at least conducted in South Mobile County. We'll get the details from her coming up in just a little bit. Headlines from WKRG are next.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions, rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Milton High School track and field coach is among the latest in Northwest Florida to die from COVID-19. Coach Joe Austin died Sunday night after a battle with coronavirus. His wife began posting about his illness July 11th. Over 6,000 people have died statewide since March. Florida's state revenue is dropping as the pandemic ravages the state's economy. State officials say revenues posted in June were $427 million lower than expected. So far, the state's lost nearly $2 billion for the fiscal year so far. Two Pensacola police officers are being hailed as heroes after saving a three-year-old girl found floating in a swimming pool. Officers Kyle Skipper and Robert Lindblom rescued the child last month. The two officers performed CPR until the child began breathing again. Paramedics then arrived to rush her to the hospital. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
Sportsman's Marine has been your trusted boat dealership on the Eastern Shore since 1950. With that much experience, we know what's reliable. Yamaha. And Sportsman's Marine is the Gulf Coast's five-star Yamaha service dealer. You don't want to trust anything else when saltwater boating and saltwater fishing. If it's time to replace or upgrade your old motor, visit sportsmansmarine.com. Check out this year's newest Yamaha outboard motors. Visit sportsmansmarine.com or call 251-928-2244 today.
Good morning, 717 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In Major League Baseball, one day after it was announced that four players on the Miami Marlins had tested positive for COVID-19, seven more players and two coaches on the team also tested positive on Monday. The Marlins had just wrapped up a three-game series in Philadelphia against the Phillies. Their home opener against Baltimore on Monday night was postponed, along with the Phillies matchup against the Yankees. Instead of heading back to Miami, the Marlins will bus to Baltimore for games against the Orioles on Wednesday and Thursday night. And tonight's Phillies game against the Yankees is also expected to be postponed if test results for Philly are still unknown. Meanwhile, after a scheduled meeting with the 30 team owners, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred told MLB Network that they are not yet considering shutting down the season. Manfred said officials knew there would be positive tests at some point, and its testing plan was built to handle such an incident.
But I don't see it as a nightmare. We built the protocols to allow us to continue to play. That's why we have the expanded rosters. That's why we have the pool of additional players. And we think we can keep people safe and continue to play.
Well, there were nine games played yesterday, with the Philly and Miami games postponed for testing and the White Sox-Indians game postponed due to weather. The Atlanta Braves fell to the Tampa Bay Rays 14-5. Braves shortstop Dansby Swanson opened the scoring in the second inning with his second home run in 2 days, but the Rays would score eight runs in the fourth inning to blow the game open. Braves pitcher Mike Foltynewicz gave up six runs and took the loss for the Braves. Tampa outfielder Hunter Renfroe hit two deep and put up four RBI in the win. The Braves and Rays are scheduled to play again tonight in Tampa at 5:40 before they head to Atlanta for the home opener against Tampa tomorrow night. The Mets bounced back from a big loss to the Braves on Sunday with a 7-4 win over Boston last night. Anthony Rizzo hit his third home run of the year, and the Cubs beat the Reds 8-7. Teoscar Hernandez hit two of Toronto's four home runs against the Nationals, with the Blue Jays beating Washington 4-1. Oakland shut out the LA Angels 3-0. The Padres scored five fourth-inning runs and a 6-1 win over the Diamondbacks. Houston beat Seattle 8-5, with homers from Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve. Kansas City hit six home runs in a 14-6 win over Detroit, and Milwaukee rallied with four runs in the ninth inning to beat Pittsburgh 6-5 in 11. With the Alabama High School Athletic Association announcing last week that the fall sports calendar will go ahead as scheduled, the association's leaders left the decision of whether to play those fall sports up to individual schools and school districts. Mobile County and Birmingham City Schools have already announced that there will be no middle school sports played this year. And yesterday, according to Ben Thomas from AL.com, Greene and Sumter counties became the first to announce that they would delay varsity sports for at least the first 9 weeks of the season. Greene County High and Sumter Central are the only two high schools whose seasons have now been postponed, although it does affect each team that those two schools had on their schedules. Greene County competes in 3A Region 1, while Sumter competes in 4A Region 3. AHSAA Executive Director Steve Savarese said last week that games in which one team is unable to compete will result in a forfeit victory for the opponent. The two counties' decisions could also be a sign of things to come as we await the ruling on fall varsity sports from other school districts across the state. 720 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered to numerous showers with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms, high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When your car breaks down, you call a local mechanic, right? Well, when your computer system breaks down, you need to call the local experts at Tech Solution. Tech Solution is the choice for managed IT service, networking, computer repair, and cybersecurity. TechSolutionLLC.biz is your solution to getting back in business fast. Call Tech Solution before the next crash happens and save your business time, stress, and money. Find them at TechSolutionLLC.biz or on Facebook. That's TechSolutionLLC.biz.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
From the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center, we've had a good start so far this morning. Again, traveling along I-10 from Rangeline to the 65 split. Still no delays across the Bayway or the Causeway from Daphne, Spanish Ford, and over towards the Eastern Shore Center. 181 and I-10 running smooth all the way to Loxley and the Baldwin Beach Express. Deep South Speedway is racing this Saturday night, August 1st. You'll see 7 divisions of dirt cars from the late models, open-wheel modifieds, and more. Find out more on Facebook. Look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, a little over 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and an in-depth discussion of what could be another rainy day in the mix and what the second half of the week looks like, plus an eye on the tropics, all coming up around 7:35. I want to say good morning to Nicolette Schleisman from News 5, joining us now for more on this Brittany Wood story. Nicolette, thanks for your time.
Yeah, hey, Sean, thank you so much for letting me be on this morning.
Well, I'm trying to follow this story, and when watching this from the website and on TV here. So it was yesterday afternoon that the MPD confirmed they had a search going on in Grand Bay. What's the story here?
Yes, okay. So the Mobile Police Department released an age-progressed photo of Brittany Wood last week. She went missing in 2012. She was heading to visit her uncle near Six River when she disappeared. And so they got a couple tips from that new photo released last week. And one of those tips was about a location here in Grand Bay off of Ramsey Boulevard. And the Mobile County Sheriff's Office got a search warrant to come out here and search the property because it's out of Mobile Police's jurisdiction. That's why they are handling the search mm-hmm. out here. Now, we do know that there were some hits from a search dog out here yesterday while they were doing their preliminary search yesterday, but because of weather, they had to call off a potential dig in the property's area. But crews are back out this morning. They are starting to get tools ready. We saw a couple digging tools come out of a trailer out here. And Brittany Wood's family just pulled up a few minutes ago. So it's about to start again this morning.
Nicolette, I mean, this has been a cold case. I mean, you're talking about 2012. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were, I remember it dominated so much of the news, but eventually all the, all the leads went cold on this.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you have the release of this age progressed photo. Is there been any explanation how an age progressed photo would lead to somebody saying that there's a possibility of somebody being buried somewhere?
Well, I know that Brittany's mom, I talked to her last week after that photo came out, and she had said to me, you know, just having her back out in the news and in people's minds was helping get her case back out there and hoping to remind people about her. It wasn't about the older picture of her for them as much as it was getting her name back out there and getting people to remember this case and, you know, think back to what they knew and potentially come forward with any information that might lead to finding her and getting that family closure.
And this story, I mean, for a while, you're talking about bringing the story back up, but for a while, this was absolutely everywhere, this story. Mm-hmm. And it was bigger than just the disappearance of Brittany Wood. It involved a whole family and some, you know, really horrible allegations.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And, you know, her uncle actually committed suicide 2 days after her disappearance in May of 2012. So, you know, that was something that, you know, a lot of people were interested in as well, because she was heading to his house. And, you know, several of her family members were involved in that incestuous sex ring. So, you know, it's just something that it's been a very big case, and a lot of people have been, you know, curious and wanting to know more about what happened and help find her.
Hey, Nicolette, has Mobile County Sheriff's Office or MPD or anyone said what the link is to this specific piece of property there in Grand Bay? Is there a family member or something, any kind of connection?
Not yet. The only thing that we know is that the reason they're out here is because of that new tip that came in last week. We don't know any sort of connection yet, but I do know that police have searched this area before, and I believe actually searched this exact property before. And her family also tells me that they had come out and searched this area before as well. So it's not like this is a new location for them. They have been out here before, but apparently this tip is a little bit has credence to it, and they want to come over and make sure that they investigate every new tip and every development that comes in on her case.
Okay, so they're back to a location that they have in the past, whether, 2012 or after that, done a search on before.
Yes, I don't know exactly when they were out here before, but I do know that they have searched this area before.
Nicolette, we appreciate your reporting on this, and we'll watch you online and on TV. Nicolette Schleissman from News 5 with our update. Thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, there you go. This story, remember, I mean, it was in 2012, 2013, so much discussion going on here, and now in 2020 back out at that property in Grand Bay. We'll keep our eyes on the story and bring you the latest on that. Speaking of the latest on the tropics, it was, did you notice last hour, Dalton, did you notice that Dr. Bill even pointed out just how big this tropical wave was? Yeah, and it's usually he's not one to ramp things up, but he seemed to give pause when talking about this latest system coming across the Atlantic.
Yeah, and I hate to say it, that gives me worry. Anytime Dr. Bill seems to be even the slightest bit worried, then that tells me I need to start preparing.
Yeah, well, me too. Well, we'll tell you what, he's going to join us here in about 5 minutes. We'll get the details. I'll try to pry some info out of him for what he thinks might be the track of this thing coming across the Atlantic, and get the latest from him coming up at around 7:35. All right, we'll check in with News 5 next right here on Mobile Mornings.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Milton High School track and field coach is among the latest in Northwest Florida to die from COVID-19. Coach Joe Austin died Sunday night after a battle with coronavirus. His wife began posting about his illness July 11th. Over 6,000 people have died statewide since March. Florida's state revenue is dropping as the pandemic ravages the state's economy. State officials say revenues posted in June were $427 million lower than expected. So far, the state's lost nearly $2 billion for the fiscal year so far. Two Pensacola police officers are being hailed as heroes after saving a three-year-old girl found floating in a swimming pool. Officers Kyle Skipper and Robert Lindblom rescued the child last month. The two officers performed CPR until the child began breathing again. Paramedics then arrived to rush her to the hospital. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the nation must take the spike in coronavirus cases seriously.
If you look at the deaths as they're occurring right now, about 1,000 per day, unless we get our arms around this and get it suppressed, we will going to have further suffering and further death.
Just a few days after saying wearing a mask is the patriotic thing to do, President Trump now has tweeted out messages questioning the use of masks. Washington Nationals manager Davey Martinez is worried about the outbreak involving MLB's Miami Marlins.
My level of concern went from about an 8 to a 12. I mean, this thing really can, you know, hits home now that, you know, you've seen, you know, half a team, you know, get infected and go from one city to another.
President Trump says governors should move more quickly to reopen, contradicting Dr. Deborah Birx, who has called for more restrictions. Dow futures down 130. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Shares of Koppers, a Pittsburgh-based supplier of wooden construction materials, soared 22% after the company reported preliminary quarterly profit that benefited from increased home remodeling. Koppers says it expects to report a profit of $1.27 a share compared with $1.14 a year ago. Koppers saw higher demand for treated lumber for decking. NFL players will be allowed to wear helmet decals honoring victims of systemic racism, and end zones will feature the message "It Takes All of Us" and "End Racism" for home openers this season. These efforts were revealed as the league informed teams in a memo of its plans to amplify social justice initiatives. The effort comes just over 3 weeks after the league announced it would play Lift Every Voice and Sing, also known as the Black National Anthem, before every week one game. The NFL's regular season opener is scheduled for September 10th and features the Chiefs hosting the Texans. On Wall Street, futures moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
Shopping should be fun, but that's tough when you're worried about credit. At Aaron's, we make it quick and easy. Before you go, head to apply.aarons.com to discover your leasing power. You'll immediately know how much you're approved to lease to own. Just apply from your phone or computer, then visit your local Aaron's to shop top brands like Samsung and GE with the confidence of knowing you're already approved. Aaron's, easy, beautiful, affordable. Approval is valid only at assigned store location. Not all stores participating. Approval is not guaranteed. Some restrictions apply.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, looking at the radar here, rain in the mix, but I mean, maybe not as much this morning as it was yesterday morning, but you're still calling for some showers today.
Yeah, still looking for a very good chance for showers, and we'll start to see them develop a little later this morning and through the afternoon into the evening, and could become what's called scattered to numerous shower activity, and you may see a thunderstorm or two develop. And all of this is still part of all that moisture that's been coming in that was brought up by Hanna, which is now no longer exists, but the tropical moisture still does. And it's going to be with us through tomorrow, and then things are going to improve Thursday and Friday. But for today, with the cloud cover, should keep temperatures in the 80s. Looks like about 86 to 87 degrees for this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers are possible through the night, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Again, a good chance for showers and a few thunderstorms. And the high tomorrow should get into the upper 80s. Now, after that, a high-pressure system will build across Florida and into the Gulf of Mexico. And that's going to give us mostly sunny skies for Thursday and just a slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. And the high should be around 90, perhaps 91 degrees. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mostly sunny each day. And a chance of a few afternoon thunderstorms, but basically a slight chance for Friday and Saturday. And the high temperatures during that three-day period will be in the lower 90s. So we have a good chance to dry out for Thursday and on through Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, a lot of us are concerned with the tropics because you're paying attention to the tropics. So specifically, what has come across? Is it tropical wave? What are we looking at in the Atlantic that has your attention?
Yeah, right now we have a very large tropical wave. Yesterday it was halfway between Africa and the islands of the Caribbean. Well, it's a little closer now. It's gone beyond the halfway point. And it still doesn't have a well-defined center, but all indications are that this thing is going to going to develop into a depression and a tropical storm perhaps in the next day or so. In fact, they will be sending a Hurricane Hunter out into that area today because there are some reports of winds already up to tropical storm force or near it, and some of these data buoys. So they will be sending an aircraft out to take a look at it, and conditions are favorable for it to intensify. It's likely track, at least for the next few days, we'll take it over the Leeward Islands, and then as far as Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, and that will be in about 5 days. So late in the weekend or early next week, it should be in the vicinity of Puerto Rico. So we're going to be watching this for several days because if it does develop, it'll be a sizable a tropical system.
Yeah, I'm looking at spaghetti models. I know it's a ways out, but it's showing this kind of a turn, you know, right turn, Clyde, and heading towards more north and the east coast. Is it too early to put credence in those, or what do you think?
Yeah, it is early, but the situation now looks like early next week we'll have the high pressure over the Atlantic, which is normally there through the summer. And then a secondary high-pressure system will develop over the Gulf of Mexico. That leaves a weakness over the Florida Peninsula and the Bahamas. So a likely track beyond 5 days may very well take it up the East Coast, or it might be involved with the Florida Peninsula. So this one we'll be watching because it could be a sizable storm given the size of the tropical wave at the moment.
You get everybody's attention when you do that. You know that, Dr. Bill. When,
yes.
When you're paying extra attention to something, makes us all really, really listen very closely. So let me ask this, too. Elsewhere in the tropics, anything you're watching?
That is another tropical wave out closer to the African coast. It didn't look too, it didn't look very strong or organized yesterday. It's starting to get some thunderstorm activity around it this morning. But it's doesn't compare with the one now that we're looking at that's approaching the windward Leeward Islands.
And are we still are we still doing the Saharan dust thing, or is that over? What's the story?
There's still
that?
Yeah, there's still some dust showing up to the north of the storm system, but it looks like that whole dust situation is subsiding right now, and that's going to allow the tropics to become very active over the next several weeks.
Yeah, you said that that's been a mitigating factor, right? That dust has actually been helping keep the hurricanes tamped down.
Yeah, it's also reducing the radiation coming in to heating up the surface, water surface. But also it was dry air, and hurricanes like nice warm warm air, very moist, and in order to develop. And as we see that dry air beginning to disappear, conditions are more favorable now for tropical storm formation.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back real soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, that's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your update. And remember, keeping his eye on the tropics and always check back for updates on that. All right, coming up, Dalton's got sports, got headlines from WKRG, and right now we got traffic with Kane.
From the PierceLawFirm.com traffic center, still accident-free conditions continue. Some heavier traffic just outside the bank at Tenelaw Government Street, also to Spring Hill Avenue and Mobile Street as you're heading over towards the interstate. The good news is, again, we're clear from Halls Mill, 90 Range Line, and all the way out towards Grand Bay Wilmer Road. It's the reopening of US 90 Dragway next Friday, August 7th. It's also Scooby's First Friday. Enjoy funny commentary with Grudge Racing, open every Friday night. Gates open at 5 next Friday. Kids 12 and under are free. See them at us90dragway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
The coronavirus has devastated families and jobs here in Alabama. Small businesses are fighting to stay alive, and they need our support. But when Alabama businesses needed help the most, Senator Doug Jones turned his back on them. He sided with Washington, D.C. liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to support blocking action on desperately needed coronavirus relief. Senator Jones put partisan politics ahead of Alabama jobs. Small businesses still need help. Tax relief would give them more flexibility and help keep Alabamians employed. It's time for Doug Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S 3596, Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote for needed tax relief and start putting Alabama jobs ahead of politics. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. Quinn Hilliard checking in next hour, plus checking in with you at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also on the front page of our website, our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. If available, would you get a vaccination for COVID-19? You know, they're in the third phase of this testing now. If it was available today, would you get it? Right now, 79% of y'all say no. You can vote online. FMTalk1065.com. Also over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. So check it out there. And also while you're there, check out Three Big Things, top news stories of the day. And speaking of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, that's my buddy Trey. He's been doing great work for 12 years in Mobile and Baldwin County, getting rid of junk. It's just that simple. You got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Could be at your business, could be a storage unit, could be a house you're getting ready to sell, could be at the house you live in. And not just stuff inside. They do the, you know, a high volume of removing giant trampolines, also above ground pools. If you're ready to get rid of maybe the storage building in the backyard and everything in it, he can handle that as well. So check him out online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or pick up the phone and give him a call at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, yesterday a lot of us were watching the coverage and we're talking about it on the midday show as well, as Georgia Congressman John Lewis went to Washington, the body went to Washington and lying in state there at the Capitol. Lawmakers, family, and friends honoring the late civil rights icon. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
The tributes in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda began with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We pray and trust that this peacemaker himself now rests in peace.
And from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
It is an official, personal, and very sad honor to welcome our colleague John Lewis back to the Capitol, to welcome his family and his many friends, to acknowledge his sacred life.
John Lewis served more than three decades in Congress and waged a lifelong battle for civil rights.
Here in Congress, John was revered and beloved on both sides of the aisle, on both sides of the Capitol. We knew that he always worked on the side of the angels, and now we know that he is with them.
Congressman Lewis was honored with his own words during the ceremony.
You must understand that there are forces that want to take us back to another period. But you must say that we're not going back. We made too much progress and we're going forward. There may be some setbacks, some delays, some disappointment, but you must never, ever give up or give in.
And Lewis's voice continued to echo through the rotunda.
You must keep the faith and keep your eyes on the prize. That is your calling. That is your mission. That is your moral obligation. That is your mandate. Get out there and do it.
Public viewing continued outside the rotunda on the Capitol steps due to the coronavirus. That viewing will continue today. as people pay their respects to Congressman John Lewis, who died of pancreatic cancer at the age of 80. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Sound 746 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Headlines from WKRG on the way, plus sports with Dalton, all coming up next right here on Mobile Mornings.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Milton High School track and field coach is among the latest in Northwest Florida to die from COVID-19. Coach Joe Austin died Sunday night after a battle with coronavirus. His wife began posting about his illness July 11th. Over 6,000 people have died statewide since March. Florida's state revenue is dropping as the pandemic ravages the state's economy. State officials say revenues posted in June were $427 million lower than expected. So far, the state's lost nearly $2 billion for the fiscal year so far. Two Pensacola police officers are being hailed as heroes after saving a three-year-old girl found floating in a swimming pool. Officers Kyle Skipper and Robert Lindblom rescued the child last month. The two officers performed CPR until the child began breathing again. Paramedics then arrived to rush her to the hospital. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
Good morning, 749 on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In Major League Baseball, just one day after it was announced that four players on the Miami Marlins had tested positive for COVID-19, seven more players and two coaches on the team also tested positive yesterday. The Marlins had just wrapped up a three-game series in Philadelphia against the Phillies. Their home opener against Baltimore on Monday night was postponed, along with the Phillies matchup against the Yankees. Instead of heading back to Miami, the Marlins will bus to Baltimore for games against the Orioles on Wednesday and Thursday night. And tonight's Phillies game against the Yankees is also expected to be postponed if the test results for Philly are still unknown. Meanwhile, after a scheduled meeting with 30 team owners, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred told MLB Network that they are not yet considering shutting down the season. Manfred said officials knew there would be positive tests at some point and that its testing plan was built to handle such an incident.
But I don't see it as a nightmare. We built the protocols to allow us to continue to play. That's why we have the expanded rosters. That's why we have the pool of additional players. And we think we can keep people safe and continue to play.
Well, there were nine games played yesterday, with the Philly and Miami games postponed for testing and the White Sox-Indians game postponed due to weather. The Atlanta Braves fell to the Tampa Bay Rays 14-5. Braves shortstop Dansby Swanson opened the scoring in the second inning with his second home run in 2 days, but the Rays would score eight runs in the fourth inning to blow the game open. Braves pitcher Mike Foltynewicz gave up six runs and took the loss for the Braves. Tampa outfielder Hunter Renfroe hit two deep and put up four RBI in the win. The Braves and Rays are scheduled to play again tonight in Tampa at 5:40 before they head back to Atlanta for the Braves' home opener against Tampa tomorrow night. The Mets bounced back from a big loss to the Braves on Sunday with a 7-4 win over Boston last night. Anthony Rizzo hit his third home run of the year, and the Cubs beat the Reds 8-7. Teoscar Hernandez hit two of Toronto's four home runs against the Nationals, with the Blue Jays beating Washington 4-1. Oakland shut out the LA Angels 3-0. The Padres scored five fourth-inning runs and a 6-1 win over the Diamondbacks. Houston beat Seattle 8-5, with home runs from Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve. Kansas City hit six homers in a 14-6 win over Detroit. And Milwaukee rallied with four runs in the ninth inning to beat Pittsburgh 6-5 in 11. With the Alabama High School Athletic Association announcing last week that the fall sports calendar will go ahead as scheduled, the association's leaders left the decision of whether to play those fall sports up to individual schools and school districts. Mobile County and Birmingham City Schools have already announced that there will be no middle school sports played this year. And yesterday, according to Ben Thomas from AL.com, Greene and Sumter counties became the first to announce that they would delay varsity sports for at least the first 9 weeks of the season. Greene County High and Sumter Central are the only two high schools whose seasons have now been postponed, although it does affect each team that those two schools had on their schedules. Greene County competes in 3A Region 1, while Sumter competes in 4A Region 3. The Athletic Association Executive Director Steve Savarese said last week that games in which one team is unable to compete will result in a forfeit victory for the opponent. The two counties' decisions could also be a sign of things to come as we await the ruling on fall varsity sports from other school districts across the state. In college athletics, the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference became the eighth Division I conference to cancel fall sports for the 2020 season. The MAAC does not compete in football, but the decision affects other sports, including soccer, volleyball, and cross country. The seven other conferences that have postponed their seasons do compete in football. The American East, Atlantic 10, Colonial Athletic Association, Ivy League, Mideastern Athletic Conference, Patriot League, and SWAC. So far, the Big Ten and Pac-12 are the only Power 5 conferences to announce that they'll play conference-only schedules this fall. We're still awaiting word from the SEC, ACC, and Big 12. New Orleans Saints future Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees continues to give back to the community. Yesterday on his Instagram page, alongside his wife Brittany, Brees announced that they're donating another $5 million through the Brees Dream Foundation to help fight COVID-19 in Louisiana. Brees said that the money will go towards building healthcare centers around the state.
In partnership with Ochsner Health, we will create community health centers in underserved communities throughout the great state of Louisiana. These health centers will offer primary and specialty care to communities who need it most and promote health equity for all.
Back in March, the Brees family donated $5 million to help feed people in the state during the pandemic. With the release of yesterday's video, Brees wrote that he and his wife Brittany have always tried to address the greatest needs of their communities through their foundation and personal giving. Brees is preparing to begin his 20th season in the NFL and his 15th with New Orleans. In March, he signed a two-year, $50 million contract extension with the Saints. 7:54, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered and numerous showers with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms, high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, like many, COVID-19 has pushed many of our events back to the future. But slowly and safely, we're moving ahead. Coming up August 1st through 5th, the Mobile Sports Authority presents the Babe Ruth 16-18U Super Regional Baseball Tournament at Hank Aaron Stadium. This event takes the place of the World Series, which will return to Mobile next year. For more info, visit mobilesportsauthority.com. Go all out. We do.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 1065. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
From the Lowlands CBD Traffic Center, we've had a great start across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far this morning, accident-free conditions continue as you're traveling from Government, then Metropolis, also Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65. Again, if you're traveling from the Eastern Shore, Daphne to Loxley, it's a smooth ride in. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrilled Rolls, Highway 59 and Foley for lunch, got you covered. Pork chops, barbecue ribs, and shrimp dinners, and what everybody loves, the free pass-arounds, including all the Thrilled Rolls you can catch. 20 minutes south of I-10 and Foley, it's Lambert's Cafe. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 756 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Coming back next hour, Quinn Hilliard joins us. Plus, we're turning up your voice at 343-0106, 343-0106. And then, you know, out of the twins that I know in my world, people that are twins, they've always tried to, like, separate themselves and be their own people. And then I see this story out of Australia. 34-year-old Anna and Lucy Desinke of Perth, Australia, are identical twins. In fact, they were named the world's most identical twins at a twin festival. They really take that seriously. Dalton, they refuse to be more than few feet apart at any time. They dress alike. They share a job. They have the same plastic surgery, which is something to see here. And they eat exactly the same number of calories. They exercise the same amount of time. And now this, they actually share the same boyfriend, 39-year-old Ben Byrne.
Whoa.
They have the same boyfriend. Oh, yeah. And now they both want to get pregnant at the same time from the same dude. So they're out there. The world's most identical twins are looking to conceive at the same time. So there you go. There's your twin story of the day. And we'll be right back. Wow.
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Milton High School track and field coach is among the latest in Northwest Florida to die from COVID-19. Coach Joe Austin died Sunday night after a battle with coronavirus. His wife began posting about his illness July 11th. Over 6,000 people have died statewide since March. Florida's state revenue is dropping as the pandemic ravages the state's economy. State officials say revenues posted in June were $427 million lower than expected. So far, the state's lost nearly $2 billion for the fiscal year so far. Two Pensacola police officers are being hailed as heroes after saving a three-year-old girl found floating in a swimming pool. Officers Kyle Skipper and Robert Lindblom rescued the child last month. The two officers performed CPR until the child began breathing again. Paramedics then arrived to rush her to the hospital. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
Hey Gulf Coast, Greg Halliday here with Kobe Subaru. If a staycation is part of your summer plans, let Kobe Subaru help. With the Sporty Forester, Travel Ready Outback, and Roomy Third Row Ascent, we're the place to start. With these vehicles having rates as low as 0%, now is the perfect time to buy. Put your first payment off till fall and enjoy the summer. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you. Check us out online at KobeSubaru.com.
It's all about you.
Your business deserves better. Better internet, better phones, and better support. At C Spire Business, better is what we do best. With our business internet and phone bundles, you won't just get higher speeds, more reliability, and industry-leading VoIP phones. You'll get local experts who are there for you 24/7. So your business doesn't just run better, it is better. Find the best internet.